294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Monday morning, you showed the fight.
Just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 6.
Fox News, I'm Kathleen Maloney. Uncertainty over COVID-19 leading to more restrictions. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti.
Restaurants will be closed for dining inside those restaurants, but they will be places where we can take out, have delivery from, or drive through. And I encourage all Angelenos to help support these critical small businesses.
New York City also ordering bars and restaurants to close. Coronavirus, a major issue for Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden at last night's Democratic presidential debate on CNN.
It has nothing to do with Medicare for all. That would not solve the problem at all.
We don't have a system. We got thousands of private insurance plans. That is not a system that is prepared to provide health care to all people.
Biden also committing to choosing a female running mate if he gets the Democratic nomination. America is listening to Fox News.
I need to plan ahead to keep my hiney clean, especially if I'm in quarantine. I'm in the checkout lane. Everyone's thinking the same. Well, they better start to pray. I'm keeping TP with me. Singing toilet paper rolls. You try to take mine, I'm gonna pound your baby. Toilet paper rolls. I'll beat you 'cause they're coming home with me.
Yeah! Welcome to Radio Comfort Food News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I'm back, boy.
I was trying to think of any changes since you were gone.
What's developed?
Nothing comes to mind. Nothing comes to mind.
I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
Yeah. Although alcohol does affect the, have a positive effect on the coronavirus. Yeah, it's really amazing. If my daughter's birthday was the 19th instead of the 12th, I wouldn't have been able to go.
No, that's right.
It would have been, but we had a fantastic celebration, even with the pall of this national crisis / insanity going on, because it's a little bit of both.
I'm sure she was very happy to have you there.
Yes, and I have good news to report, but we have time for that a little bit later, but everybody wants to know the forecast for today.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. The only normal part of any program and any news program now is the weather. Another very warm day today. We've been in the 80s for 4 days in a row. Today will be number 5. I've got us at 80 to 82 for a high temperature. There'll be some spotty, widely scattered showers possible today. A few blips on the radar here and there. Your chances of seeing one, not great. Overnight low 62. Actually, it would be nice to see a shower to help the pollen situation. Tomorrow and Wednesday, shower chances on the low side. But there'll be a few around, generally widely scattered. Low 80s tomorrow, mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday. Best rain chance, it appears to me, would be starting Friday evening, Friday night into Saturday as an important frontal system, a cool front, moves through that will lower the temperatures substantially. I mean, it's not going to be cold, but it's going to be, we won't be in the 80s anymore. Pollen count in the medium high range today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, 64, 607.
One of the stories I was looking at earlier this morning, and I don't know if I have this on Facebook yet or not, but Dr. Oz, who is a widely quoted medical source, by the way,
there he is right there, too.
Yeah.
He's on right now.
Well, he's saying, and I don't mean to frighten anybody with this, but he said a lot of people have probably already had this. Remember we went through the crud?
Yeah.
We all had it. Jay had it. I got it.
I do remember. And it went on for 6 weeks.
And and it was a respiratory thing, and they really didn't have a name for it.
Right.
And I'm beginning to wonder if we didn't have it.
You think so?
It's, according to him, Dr. Oz, it's possible.
Wow.
Let me see if I can get our modern technology to play a little bit of this.
See if it doesn't have a virus.
Appreciate you being here. I want to start with that number that Jed just read, though. The number of cases going from 2,000 now to 3,000 today. These are new numbers. Deaths from about 50 to 57 or 60, depending on where you're getting the source. What do you make of those increases?
In Washington. We're Mayor de Blasio. I was with him on Friday, doing a little bit of a program. And he's clear. We have 1,000 cases in New York, he believes, this coming week. So this ascent is what we would have expected. What we do hope is over the course of the next 2 weeks, the initiatives that you saw countrywide this past week will take effect. It takes about that long for public safety initiatives to make a difference. And when we start to see a slowing of that ascent, that curve sort of begins to level out of new cases, that's what we're looking for. That's what happened in China. And if you look at the Chinese data outside of Wuhan, as soon as they imposed the largest embargo quarantine ever in human history, 60 million people, they quickly slowed the growth outside Wuhan province. And to this day, it stayed low.
Isn't this a a good thing that we're now knowing what the how many cases we've got, have the pain all the way up front, get the big number all the way up front so we know what we're dealing with.
Stuart, you know I'm a surgeon. I still operate. Most important thing I ever teach residents is tell the patient when you're going to hurt them. They can deal with it. We're a remarkably resilient species. You tell Americans, here's what's going to happen. It's not going to be good. You're not going to be happy about it. But once you know you can cope, we're can-do people. Having this expectation out there takes away a lot of the things that were causing panic, because every hour something new is happening that surprised you. Well, it wasn't surprising, frankly. It's exactly what we expected, except it happened at a different pace in different places, because you never know who the patient's going to be that infects 130 people, like happened up in Westchester. But once you identify that, the rest is predictable. That's why we know New York City is going to have a problem this week. Thankfully, because we're prepared, and the hospital system here is up to gear on that, because we had 5 extra weeks since the Chinese embargoed Wuhan, we've got a little breathing room.
Dr. Oz, are you concerned about some of those images that we've been seeing in the airports of the crowding and some of the reports that people are saying their temperatures were not taken? There's this extensive screening that they claim is happening, but a lot of people are saying, I'm not really being screened at all except being asked a couple of questions. Does that alarm you?
It's bothersome, because I think we have to create a new normal where that is expected and thus everyone does it. I mean, did I shake any of your hands out here? Right. In 1 week, we changed a tradition that demonstrated I was free of arms and we were bonding to it's now gone. It's actually insulting you to expose you to my virus. That stated, listen, we're not going to kill this just by checking temperatures of people walking in the airports. We know that this virus can be secreted from people who are asymptomatic. So just because you don't have a temperature doesn't mean you're safe. Now, if you have a temperature, don't get on the plane. But that's the thing you should accept. That's why that gentleman who flew down to Palm Beach on JetBlue, I understand, banned from that airline forever.
Yes.
And I think
we'll pause it right there. We can go back to that a little bit later. But basically, the gist was, Jay, Dr. Oz said that a lot of people have probably already had this thing here.
I wanted to hear
and
that.
I think we did.
Yeah, maybe. It could have been. I mean, it hung on for a long time.
Well, everybody in this building has it.
It doesn't. You know, the victims, I read a list this morning, and almost all of them are older people there's been a 100 and a 103-year-old have survived it.
It's pre-existing conditions that are complicating this.
And I think the most important thing, and I remember after 9/11, everybody was suddenly nice and thoughtful and considerate. I wish that would apply to folks in grocery stores and stuff, but I got to tell you, Florida, as crazy as it gets, was pretty well behaved.
Oh, well,
there were runs on the stores and stuff like that.
I got to admit, I did go to Costco at 10 minutes till 10, just before they opened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the situation and said, no way, Jose, am I going to be involved in this? It looked a little scary. So finally, I went to another store, but no, Costco's are really, it can be a tough place.
Yeah, in fact, when you look at video and some of the coverage, the places that are getting the savage activity are the box stores, big box stores.
Savage activity.
And it's up to us to accept the closings, the postponements, the cancellations with dignity and grace. There's no baseball.
You know,
does that suck?
They were playing old golf yesterday. They were playing old basketball. I wonder if people are betting on these old games.
There is one.
Vegas is shutting down, so I doubt it.
Right?
Is it Vegas is closing the casinos?
The casinos are shutting down. Yep. A lot of those they started with the buffets, and they moved on to closing.
They're closing the whole casino.
The actual casino.
Now, not every one of them are closed.
That would be a good place to transmit.
Oh, easily.
But one of my closest buddies went to Vegas this past weekend to see Shania Twain, and he went and saw it, and he said it was crowded, but not quite as chaotic as normal.
You know what scares me is the airports, all those views I'm seeing of the airports and people crowded together. So even domestic flying right now, I don't see that's not appealing to me.
Let's play a game.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
What is the one sport that is still continuing in spite of the coronavirus?
The dog thing in Alaska.
Winning.
Diddle rod.
Iditarod, yes. Sounds like a car brand. I wonder if they have one of those at Jack Ingram. Now,
let's bet on it.
We are going to keep you informed, and we're also going to try and be your comfort food at the same time, because if you want to watch networks and buy into all that hysteria, I think that some have been just beyond irresponsible. If we had taken all these approaches back in October, we wouldn't have had 30,000 die from the flu. So we're going to respect what's going on, absolutely. But
speaking of comfort food, thank you very much for your comfort food.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
I haven't eaten it. I put it in the fridge.
It's great.
Those cheesy bacon potatoes, those are real potatoes.
I haven't checked that yet.
I put that in the fridge. I thought yours was in the fridge too, or some of yours was in the fridge.
Yeah, part of it.
That was a Mrs. Bitterbottle spectacular, and my friend Terry made the meatloaf, so thanks to them. Made it back in 10 hours and 15 minutes yesterday. That is close to a record.
I was surprised when you texted me from Ozark. I looked at my watch and said, really?
Yeah.
Because it seems to me you got an hour late start.
Traffic is a little light, but not that much light. I thought where it would really be vacant was in the Disney corridor because they had already shut Walt Disney World down.
Yeah.
But it was fairly normal.
Huh. One of the beaches down there closed. I can't remember which one.
I did not hear of that.
Was it South Beach?
Every restaurant we went to down there was packed.
Yeah.
Of course, nothing but the best for Mademoiselle Goose.
So in New York now, it's either takeout or one of the delivery apps.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's all you can't...
Well, thank God for that. I mean, you want places to do the best possible business they can. Life does have to go on in spite of this. Mm-hmm. It's like with the Clark's ACs will break. You're going to need somebody out there to get that stuff fixed.
But even when you do takeout only or just delivery options or something like that, you're still cutting staff. There's still the wait staff.
Listen, the economic impact and the domino effect is just amazing to think about.
Well, you could tell by looking at the futures.
I looked at the futures and I just about gagged. Even after the Fed yesterday lowered the interest rate to almost zero.
I wouldn't look at the futures. I would look as the day plays out and see how they respond.
Yeah, I hope so.
They should probably... I would think they did it after 9/11 when we were going through this extraordinary thing. We're almost on a minute-to-minute basis. Life was changing.
Yep.
They should do that now until this settles down and we kind of have a grip on how bad it's going to be.
I agree. Just close the markets down for a few days. Let everybody catch a breath. You know,
we'll see if that doesn't happen because you never know. I mean, Wednesday the NBA cancels, and by within an hour, MLB,
everything,
everybody shutting down.
What a news day that was!
It really was, and it was kind of a gut punch. Not that baseball is more important than our national health, but man, we've been waiting all year, and then damn.
I understand. I was ready to...
This is going to be the big challenge. And I hope some of our listeners will talk because you are now...
How you're going to get through this?
You are living the new Thanksgiving weekend where you are suddenly trapped with loved ones. And how are you going to navigate that so you don't get all over each other's nerves?
Oh, please,
planning on this my whole life. I avoid people in the public in general.
We found out the other day that the divorce rate in the Hunan area went up tremendously because people had to sit around and talk to each other.
Oh, my God. It's going to cause a lot of interesting changes in life as we move forward. 6:17, we have your local news. Should we do the William Tell? I'm not going to shut the William Tell down.
Well, no. I mean, we've only kept the audience from coming in here.
Just William Tell just William Tell takeout.
Thank you. I'll order now.
News is brought to you by Weed Man Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery County has activated its emergency operations center because of the spread of the coronavirus. There are now 22 confirmed cases in Alabama. In our area, one is in Montgomery County, another is in Elmore County. As of now, Mayor Stephen Reed says there are no plans to limit the hours of businesses. Secretary of State John Merrill has requested an emergency opinion from the Attorney General's office on postponing the March 31st runoff election because of coronavirus concerns. We'll update you when a decision is made. And all Alabama public schools will be closed from March 19th until April 3rd to help curb the spread of the virus. State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says the USDA has approved a grant that would allow Alabama to provide meals for students during the closure. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Sandman. This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And to wait until I wake up a little late at 6:20.
Want to exploit people panicked over coronavirus? Then call Cash for Toilet Paper.
I got $537 for a half-used roll of Charmin.
Cash for Toilet Paper will give you cold hard cash for your cushiony soft tushy tissue.
I never dreamed that my potty rags were so valuable. I'm going to have to steal more from work.
We accept all types. One ply, unscented, even the cheap sandpaper kind that gives you hemorrhoids.
I don't have any stool sheets. Can I make money too?
We also accept common TP substitutes, paper towels, napkins, tube socks, leaves, and those really long CVS pharmacy receipts.
It's so easy. I just mailed them all of my dung hankies, and they sent me a bunch of crisp $20 bills. Just in time, too, because I'm out of toilet paper.
So wipe away your debts and call Cash for Toilet Paper today. Don't flush your chance to profit off a pandemic.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV, everything.
Canceled! Oh, yeah, that was there, too. I never used that, though. Postponed! Canceled!
Well, there's a lot of possible uses for it. You know, where did I put it? all whoopee.
Canceled!
How about...
Postponed!
Well, let's see. Everything that was scheduled for the Montgomery Performing Arts Center from March 13th onward,
right,
has been either canceled or postponed.
The SLE rodeo, that was a big deal.
Oh, man, yeah.
You can probably imagine that the Biscuits, we don't know this, but the Biscuits season will be delayed.
At least.
Spring training has stopped for, you know, spring all that.
I listened to the last few seconds of the Braves broadcast.
This is the joke that, because nobody knows. I was listening to MLB Network yesterday because that helps me kill the drive on the way back.
It's a drive.
And right after they started their show at 10 o'clock, They were praising the Yankees because they put together a program where they were sanitizing their facilities. They urged the team to stay there. They would provide food and yada, yada, yada. An hour later, who's the first MLB or at least affiliated player to get Corona positive test?
Who?
A Yankee minor leaguer. They wouldn't identify him.
Oh.
So all of a sudden, what seemed like a brilliant idea didn't seem that smart. So
they canceled?
Remember after 9/11, people that were flying back, well, they had to get all the planes on the ground to figure out who the bad guys were. So people were stuck in all types of foreign countries or cities not even close.
There's that Canadian story of that little village and the people feeding and
well, you know, we need to kind of
housing people.
If you're all wound up, don't go out. Just take your time, folks.
Schools close on the 18th or 19th?
I don't know the date. The Alabama schools?
Yeah, let's see.
You know, we keep comparing this to 9/11, but yet it's so different than 9/11. Because it's the only thing, it's the closest thing that disrupted life.
Right. The one thing that it has in common is we have no playbook for this, really.
Yeah, no one was around during the Black Plague and the Spanish Flu.
Spanish Flu was
did they cancel NBA in the Black Plague days?
Yeah, they canceled. Yeah.
Yes, James Naismith put his basketball back in the garage, and that was the end of that. And we do hope, look, our businesses need to survive. We want our radio station to survive. So maybe during, if you got downtime or free time, you can take care of some things that you haven't had time to do. Lewis Lawn is open. If your mower needs service, this would be a good time to get it over there. Have them come and pick it up or find something new. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. I just had the self-propelled Toro fixed, and I'm looking at one of those chargeable Ego models where you just plug it in, and then when you're ready to use it, take the plug out, hit the start button, and you're ready to go. And they come in all configurations. They're very competitively priced, too. In addition to all the steel products, Shindawa products, and everything else you need to maintain your home, this could be an opportunity to do some outside beautification. They can help. 244-9191 is their number. Lewis Lawn opens from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday this morning. So please, in addition to let's remain calm, like Fire Marshal Bill says,
everybody remain calm!
Let's keep in mind the one way we can fight this effectively is to not let our local businesses go through, at least minimize the tough times they have to go through. And those are the people that have been behind us for years.
That's a lovely hazmat suit you have on. Do they have that in a blue? You know?
No. All schools will close, by the way, at the end of the day on Wednesday the 18th.
Why are they waiting? Well, there's 22 cases here. Nobody's died. Yeah.
Some didn't wait. Some, I think, up north actually closed today.
How do you tell kids we're going to go to school today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and then we're not going
to? I think it's more of a sense of giving time for parents to have to deal with, how am I going to handle? Yeah,
you're right. That's a good point.
I think it's just given some time there.
I hate the fact that kids who get meals at school, who probably wouldn't get a meal, are going to miss meals now.
And or the parents have to now stock up. I went to the store. There was no bread.
I know.
It was the strangest thing. There were no bread. There was no eggs.
You can't get wipes. You can't get handy wipes. You can't.
I wasn't even in need of that. I just wanted some sandwich bread, and there was none.
Yep.
I should have picked you some up because there was quite a bit of that in Florida. And there was no crazy lines. Got to take a break here. There's one school I'm interested in knowing about. The Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
Canceled!
No, it'll be in session.
Hey, this could be the break that starts your new career. Listen to Rich and learn how to be a radio announcer next. Yeah. Our first leg of the roads, which probably won't be too busy.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are mostly light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery this morning. The boulevard's mostly light to a few places with moderate traffic, mostly at the major intersections, but that's about it. No accidents this morning. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. A very slow start on this Monday morning. Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, and more. Call Trenum State 334-420-4344 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:31 with the timeline for March the 16th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
76th day of the year, 290 days remain on National Corn Dog Day.
I wonder if anybody's running any specials on corn dogs.
Can you imagine if this was the time of the year for the fair?
Good Lord.
Hopefully normalcy.
It would not have been the time of the year for the fair then.
It would have been, hopefully normalcy will return. It's Freedom of Information Day, and we have a lot of information for you this morning that is free. It's National Panda Day. I have nothing to say about that. And it's No Selfies Day.
I thought you said it was National Pandemic Day.
Panda.
Is it the bear?
Panda Day.
And the bear.
The bear. No selfies day. 218 years ago in 1802, the U.S. Military Academy was established. It's located in West Point, New York, and it's simply known as West Point. 1926, first liquid fueled rocket is launched successfully in Auburn, but Massachusetts. That's Robert Goddard did this, and it went 2.5 seconds, 60 miles an hour, 41 feet in altitude, and it landed 184 feet away. On this date in 68, the terrible My Lai massacre took place in Vietnam. Also on this date in 68, the posthumous released Otis Redding single, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, started a 5-week run at number one. Sadly, Otis was killed in a plane 3 days after recording this song.
Wow.
It became the first posthumous number one single in U.S. chart history. Sold over 4 million copies, so guess what? Let's make it our song of the day. 3,000 miles I've roamed just to make this dock my home. Just wasting my time sitting on the dock of this bay, watching the tide roll away.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Since we are running late, we'll probably just let it go there. But that whistling part at the end, he was going to go back and redub some singing over that. But he was in the plane crash and they could never finish it. 1970, Motown singer, Tammy Terrell dies.
Motel,
whatever. She was in several duos with Marvin Gaye over the years. In fact, she was only able to sing one of them before she died. Is actually performing one. 49 years ago in 71, 13 Grammy Awards went to Bridge Over Troubled Waters by Simon & Garfunkel. Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Contemporary Song, Best Arrangement, Best Engineered Record, on and on and on and on. 29 years ago in 91, Eddie Van Halen and Valerie Bertinelli had a baby boy in L.A. They named him Wolfgang. Happy 29th birthday, Wolfgang. They named him after Mozart. 1991, Reba McEntire's tour manager and seven members of her band killed, along with two pilots, when their chartered plane crashed in California. Reba survived because she took a separate plane. 15 years ago, 2005, Robert Blake found not guilty in the murder of his wife, Bonnie. He probably did it. 2019, beached dead whale found with 88 pounds of plastic inside, 40 pounds of plastic bags in the Philippines. Birthdays. Flavor Flay is 61. Nancy Wilson, she's the blonde in Heart, is 66. Eric Estrada, who was punch on Chips, he's 71 today. Chuck Woolery, 79, doing a lot of those commercials now for the older people, older entertainers do. Jerry Lewis would have had a birthday. He died in 2017. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and a lot of pubs are going to be closed, even in Ireland. 3 days till spring, Easter in 25 days. We hope there will be SEC football in 177 days. Gosh, I hope everything's back to normal by then. And Christmas is 288 days away. That's your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Another very warm day. We had 84 yesterday. What a weekend. 85 on Saturday. Wow. I mean, I think my pool temperature has gone into the mid-70s already. I mean, which is still chilly.
That would be nice.
Yeah. But spotty, widely scattered storms are possible today. A shower, maybe a rumble of thunder. Tonight's low 62. Tomorrow and Wednesday, you know, spotty showers here and there, but not many. Widely scattered. High in the low 80s tomorrow, mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday, first day of spring. Best chance of storms and showers and storms Friday evening, Friday night into Saturday as a cool front arrives. A front that's going to knock the temperature down several degrees behind it. Right now this morning, cloudy, 83% humidity. It's 64, 637.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
I was out of the loop, so I'm glad to see that we're continuing our TV. I think we need to continue as many normal things as we can.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about soul-crushing jobs.
Yes, and that will be coming up in just a moment. We're going to check traffic here. One of the things, the trip couldn't have been better.
Good.
Going and coming back, traffic was light, got good mileage on the car, but the light that says change oil filter came on, so when I get a chance, I'll be heading over to Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, and I will have them take care of business. Got to get the filter changed, the oil changed. And I love the fact that the car tells me, so I don't have to look at some little sticker on the window. Although, if you don't have that feature on your vehicle, Don Duncan, they always place a sticker so that you know when to bring your car back for your next oil change or service. Three locations taking care of all of Prattville and Millbrook. From Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Downtown at 408 Madison and on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. 638, TV time is next.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic as we're after the 6:30 mark now. We're seeing more cars on the road coming out of Wetumpka on 231. A little congestion at Jasmine Hill and the Redland Road red light. East Boulevard at Vaughn Road, East South Boulevard at Highway 331, and on the Northeast Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway over to Ware's Ferry, traffic is definitely picking up. If you're headed outbound on I-65 southbound, just before Hyundai Boulevard, we've got an accident down that way. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. And in Prattville, we've got an accident on Highway 14 at Highway 82 at the Chevron station. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
It's showtime.
Been away for a while, huh?
How can you tell? All right, we are waiting to connect with Alabama News Rising and our topic, soul-crushing jobs.
It's a good thing I like the weather.
Better close now.
This is true. Wasn't bad in Florida. That was a little shower here and there, but for the most part, breezy, low 80s. Wasn't bad.
Yeah. I was,
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
35% of people in a recent poll describe their job as soul-crushing.
Quite the word to describe it. The top signs you have a soul-crushing job include feeling bored at work, checking the clock and realizing it's not even noon, and not caring if you get to work late. Well, there's a lot to talk about with this. We want to hear from our friends at News Talk 93.1. You guys always seem so happy about your job.
The only time this job is soul-crushing is when Ryan talks to me. Other than that...
There you go. Hey, jab one of the week there.
I was hoping you'd be quarantined for the next
week. 35% say they're in a soul-crushing job. That's a huge percentage, right?
I feel so bad for them because it's, you know, I love what we're doing, and even at a time like this... Mm-hmm. This is when our work really feels more important because people are looking for accurate
information. During a crisis, sure.
And, you know, mm-hmm. I referred to us earlier, we are the comfort food here during this corona situation because we're trying to, you know, bring a mix of some levity and some facts so people don't live in a state of fear. That's the worst thing.
Yeah.
The panic.
But, you know, some of these things that were on this list, a lot of people are subject to, you know, looking at the, who hasn't looked at the clock or who hasn't, you know, for instance, I get out of here pretty quick at night, but I don't think it's a soul-crushing job.
No, not at all. Now, when I took what I did for a living for granted and had to do other things for a mm-hmm. while in my life, soul-crushing to me was having to punch a clock and punch out
right.
9 to 5.
Yeah.
I did not handle that well.
Good thing we like this.
Yeah, we love what we do. We're very lucky.
You guys? Yeah?
I just like the word choice of soul-crushing. Like, how many people would have come up with that description had it not just been the option on the survey?
Right. Yeah.
Have you ever described anything as soul-crushing, Ryan?
Greg's radio show.
Oh, man.
Which you can enjoy twice a day.
Is what he was saying.
That was too easy.
That's why
we
social.
Like you said, Greg, you know, our lives are still going on. At least we're providing some normalcy to
right?
people.
Yeah.
Because they're not shutting us down.
This is why we social distance you guys 3 miles apart, Ryan and
you think
Greg?
That's far enough? I think we're safe. No, I think that it really is critical. We, you know, especially a local team like yours
yep.
and what we do here on the radio.
It's important.
More than ever, right now.
Yep.
And to try and keep people saying, hey, we're going to get through this. We're going to be okay. And I feel for the folks that now have to adapt to working in a virtual way at home. And,
right.
and that's going to take some adjustment.
It is. And in fact, the fact that there's no, like, I went to watch some sports over the weekend. And there was old golf. There was old basketball.
Golf. That's probably all we're going to get for a while.
You know?
I listened to the baseball channel driving back from Florida yesterday, yeah. And it was 6 hours of guys trying to figure out when the season may start. You know, if they reopen the camps by the 1st of May, the season could start on the 20th.
Right. Who knows?
That was all they had. There was nothing else. The players have all gone home.
How would you like to be a sports network now?
Oh, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, it's going to be really challenging.
In fact, the network,
because this is the story for so long that there's no sports, but at some point there's no story in that,
right, that story goes away, right? Exactly.
But I think,
well, Rich, luckily weather will never be canceled.
I'll tell you what, it's a good thing I love the weather as much as I do, because it is never soul crushing. I love doing this. So
it's exciting, it's challenging,
it's important,
it's different every day. Yep. That's what we love about this too, and what you guys do. Every
and we've
day,
been
it's
complimenting Ryan all morning, Rich.
Yeah.
So we got to compliment you as well with the weekend forecast. It was just
it was sensational.
It was the uplift that we needed.
If it wasn't for the pollen, you know, which was pretty awful. But then again, we're going to get the pollen every year this time of the year, whether it's cold or wet or whatever.
Yeah, this is a rough time for me at this time of year.
Yep. Oh boy, that's it.
Hell of a time to get allergies.
All righty, guys.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Y'all have a great one.
Thanks. You too.
He was working today.
More from the crew. Be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
And there's still more to come on Alabama News Rising.
Okay. Well, we dial down from...
Yep. Yeah. Getting allergies, like somebody... Oh, God. This is a horrible joke. I'll tell you what, I'll say it off the air.
Okay.
Because I just thought about it.
All right.
I said, you know, I shouldn't say that.
We'll have Iditarod updates all
morning. Yes, it's the only sports left.
That's it. Maybe we can arrange coverage or something. We got your Fox News replay at 6:45. And there's a few things in the cheap and trashy that are worth your time. We'll be back. Stay calm.
Fox News, I'm Kathleen Maloney. Uncertainty over COVID-19 leading to more restrictions. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti.
Restaurants will be closed for dining inside those restaurants, but they will be places where we can take out, have delivery from, or drive through. And I encourage all Angelenos to help support these critical small businesses.
New York City also ordering bars and restaurants to close. Coronavirus, a major issue for Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden at last night's Democratic presidential debate on CNN.
It has nothing to do with Medicare for all. That would not solve the problem at all. We don't have a system. We got thousands of private insurance plans. That is not a system that is prepared to provide health care to all people.
Biden also committing to choosing a female running mate if he gets the Democratic nomination. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other homebuyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now, today's episode of The Married Couple.
So, what do you want for dinner?
I don't know. Pizza?
No, let's stay in.
We could have it delivered.
No, you know, the guy will be at the door.
Well, what do you want to eat?
I don't know. There might be something frozen I could heat up.
Yeah, that could be okay.
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 Join us next time for The Married Couple.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, would you like to know about Rita Wilson's COVID-19 playlist while she's recovering from the illness, what she's listening to these days?
No.
Okay, just move on from it. Her favorite, though, was Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Yes.
Too much time on my hands or too much slime on my hands? In my room by the Beach Boys and others. As you probably know, the president tested negative on this.
Did you see that some Nevada brothels are making customers wear masks?
That's it?
Apparently, nothing else.
They were spraying a Lysol-type thing on people getting off the airport at Miami.
Right.
But I'll tell you off the air how I learned that particular story.
Okay.
Let's see. Orlando Bloom was so cares. Let's see. Jamie Lee Curtis and John Cleese, who starred in a fish called Wanda, are together again after 32 years. How about that? That's, you know, sometimes that works out. You get with somebody, you take a little break, like 32 years, and then all of a sudden everything's cool again.
That'll help the stock futures.
I'm doing my best, Rich. Doing my very best to make sure your portfolio doesn't bomb today. The NFL has agreed, this kind of guy, they're the one sport that doesn't really have to worry because by the time this is over, they should probably have a very normal season.
Probably.
But expanding to a 17-game season, now whether that means they'll start earlier or just do away with those ridiculous, or at least a couple of those ridiculous preseason games, remains to be seen. Onward won the box office with $10 million. Obviously, people are staying away from theaters, and a lot of theaters I know in New York are closing.
Right.
If they haven't already, we may see that here. Again, that's another business I hate to see. The revenue they're going to lose and stuff, but we got to...
You still got the theater at Club Ridge.
One thing you can do during this is to support places that, you know, make sure that that's the least that we can do.
Right.
Daniel Radcliffe says Harry Potter made him an alcoholic. And I got news for Daniel Radcliffe. You made yourself an alcoholic. Harry Potter is an excuse. Case closed. If you want similar, unasked for, but accurate advice on that topic, just call me at 272-9228. Alex Trebek, in a humorous moment, accidentally called Jeopardy contestant Jessica Babbitt. That's not the one that cut off...
No, that's Bobbitt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Babbitt. Jessica Rabbit. Wasn't that cute? I think that's pretty much all the showbiz stuff that we have. I will take...
So many productions have shut down.
Yeah.
Netflix's shows, all of their shows in production have shut down. Stranger Things, by the way.
Yeah.
That'll be delayed.
Well, then there's people like
thanks
me.
Thanks a lot.
I see, you guys jump on me because I'm not hip like you, and I haven't watched every episode of Stranger Cowards or whatever it is.
You spent time with your daughter this weekend and got some binging in, didn't you?
We watched a little Office, but that was it. We went in the pool. We did things. We went to nice restaurants, which were packed, by the way, with people.
Movie productions have shut down.
Look, there's a picture of me with my grand dog. She loves to run up from behind.
Yeah.
My sweet little Bella.
I during a crisis like this, I would love to be able to hug my dog. So I was asking, I said, please hug your dog for me, because.
And then Hershey's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mansweeney was turned 14.
On the Ides of March?
Saturday, not the Ides.
Oh,
of March.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I misled you, but it wasn't deliberate.
Did you hear about Brutus and Caesar yesterday?
Brutus and Caesar.
Yeah.
It was the Ides of March.
It was the Ides of March. And Caesar is...
it's the 15th.
Had a bad day.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
you thought Brutus and Caesar was a dog, didn't you?
Yes, I did. That's kind of... I've sent Rusty Aldrich a tape. George Carlin did a thing years ago. He told America how not to worry about the coronavirus 20 years ago. I'm telling you, the man's a prophet. We reference his stuff in the afternoon. He's way ahead of the whole climate change and all that. All these insane things that we get, sucked into. And we're going to have that. It'll take about 3 hours to eliminate all the F-bombs out of it. But once we get that done...
Did you see what's trending on Netflix now? It's a movie called Pandemic.
Guess what? That was on. Pandemic was on last night. And here's something that'll cheer you up, because it's important that you watch things that'll take your mind off.
Right.
What's going on.
Right.
There was a documentary on the Smithsonian Channel last night on the Spanish flu of 1918, which...
Yeah, it's a good time to cash in on those documentaries that you have sitting around, because people are really interested. Pandemic's a documentary, by the way.
Yeah,
learn yourself something.
Yeah.
I'll bet you any network that has those kinds of programs will probably show them.
ESPN is going to be, they're going to be in trouble.
Once the Iditarod is over.
That's right.
It's done. Let's see, what do we have, Iditarod results?
Did it already happen, or is it going to happen, or is it in progress?
I'm checking that out now. It this coming Saturday, so we'll probably get a lot of pre-dog sled coverage.
Yeah, it's the preseason.
They've rerouted the course to stay outside communities.
Okay,
they put up barricades to keep the public away, and one person who was going to participate has dropped out of the race, but so far it remains otherwise unaffected. That is sports for the
How would you like to be a sports guy on TV right now?
That has got to be a challenge.
Because Thursday and Friday was okay, because you were announcing that everything is going to be canceled. But then that's the end of the story.
The baseball guys yesterday were coming up with some good stuff to kick around and kind of doing what we do, you know. I'm just determined that we are not going to participate in panic-inducing stuff, because no matter what the government does, and this is, I believe this to be the truth, no matter what the government does and what's happening among all the politicians in D.C., the heroes in this thing will be us, you and me and those of you listening, and how we handle, and the faster we get up to speed with all these protocols, the sooner this thing is going to go away. So the most important part of it is individual responsibility. But with this radio station, having met so many listeners over the years, I'm not worried about you, because you are responsible people.
What about me?
We will talk after this Jack Ingram commercial. Hey, you can still go out and get a car this week, too. Take your time doing it. Here's something new to the under 10,000 category at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, the Tip Tames. And I can recommend this vehicle with the highest enthusiasm. It's the 2014 Nissan Murano SV. This is the SUV that was ahead of its time. Now, it's called the SUV, but it is an SUV. It's red, it's beautiful, it's showroom new, and you can get it for $7,800 at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. I had a friend just before I left. It made my day last week when one of our listeners went over and saw Tip, and she got herself a 2016 Rogue. The Rogue has been a great SUV for many, many years. Ooh, hey, a 2013 Dodge Challenger SXT under $9,000 if you want something with some muscle. Hey, there's a Beamer in the group, too. See, all of this is new since I've been gone. 2011 BMW 3 Series 328i. $8,700. And a Beamer's a Beamer, and luxury is forever. So there's some great choices at Jack Ingram's signature used car. See Tip Tames and that great team. Greg and the finance department has over 20 options for you to get done on a vehicle, and they will take great care of you. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Shop online at jackingram.com and drive well.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment, and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We do have an accident, I-65 southbound before Hyundai Boulevard. This is out of town. If you're traveling southbound this morning, be aware of that. In the Montgomery area, light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. A little bit of congestion east South Boulevard at 331 Norman Bridge and Narrow Lane. We've got a little bit of congestion with Wetumpka Highway at the Northeast Boulevard intersection and on around to Ware's Ferry. That's about it this morning. We are very light. No accidents in the Montgomery area to pass along to you right now.